Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and do not forget any of His benefits, who pardons all your guilt, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the sons of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always contend with us, nor will He keep His anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our guilty deeds. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our wrongdoings from us. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our form. He is mindful that we are nothing but dust. As for man, his days are like grass, like a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place no longer knows about it. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear Him, and His justice to the children's children, to those who keep His covenant and remember His precepts so as to do them. The Lord has established His throne in the heavens, and His sovereignty rules over all. Bless the Lord, you His angels, mighty in strength, who perform His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you His angels, you who serve Him, doing His will. Bless the Lord, all you works of His, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, my soul.
Many people today are weighed down by the guilt they carry. This is understandable for those who've rejected Christ, but Christians have been relieved of their guilt through faith in the Savior. In other words, there's no point in a believer continuing to live under that heavy burden. Forgiveness of sins is based on the riches of God's grace and the sufficiency of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. When Jesus said, "It is finished," He was proclaiming that redemption for sins was accomplished. He paid the full price with His death, and now all who believe in Him are forgiven. The scope of Christ's atoning sacrifice reaches back to the past, into the present, and beyond to the future. That means we never have to fear that something we did in the past or might do in the future is beyond the reach of God's forgiveness. The Lord never takes back His pardon. Because of our faith in Christ's completed work on the cross, we can be assured that we have received and will continue to receive His divine mercy. But that doesn't give us license to sin. Rather, it should produce gratitude along with deeper love for God and a passion for holiness.